Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Abraham Verghese's The Covenant of Water is a compelling novel that intertwines the personal with the universal, exploring the intimate connections between people and their environments. As part of Oprah's book club, it has garnered attention for its lyrical prose, intricate storytelling, and profound exploration of themes such as family, migration, and the sacredness of water. Verghese, known for his ability to weave complex narratives that captivate readers' hearts and minds, delves deep into the lives of his characters, revealing the myriad ways in which the element of water connects and shapes their destinies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the symbolism of water in The Covenant of Water. Abraham Verghese uses water not just as a backdrop for the narrative, but as a central living character that influences the story's progression. This symbolism is multifaceted. Water represents life, change, and purity, but it also embodies danger and destruction. Verghese expertly navigates these dualities, showing how water can give and take away, bind and separate, purify and destroy. Through the lives of his characters and their interactions with water, he discusses broader themes of survival, adaptation, and the human spirit's resilience. The omnipresent narrative of water in the novel is a powerful testament to its life-giving and life-taking properties, drawing readers into a deep reflection on the importance of this essential element in both the physical and metaphorical landscapes of our lives. Secondly, migration and identity. The novel extensively explores the theme of migration, both voluntary and forced, and its impact on identity. Abraham Verghese portrays characters who navigate the challenges of relocation, assimilation, and identity preservation. He depicts the struggle to maintain cultural traditions and personal histories amidst new and often hostile environments. This exploration is nuanced, recognizing the complexity of migration experiences. Characters find themselves torn between the need to adapt to their new surroundings and the desire to uphold their ancestral traditions. Through their journeys, The Covenant of Water illuminates the deeply personal yet universal quest for belonging, highlighting the fluidity of identity in the face of change and the constant search for a place to call home in a rapidly globalizing world. Thirdly, the power of family and tradition. Family and tradition hold pivotal roles in The Covenant of Water. Abraham Verghese weaves a narrative that celebrates the strength, resilience, and complexity of familial bonds and the traditions that sustain them. The novel delves into intergenerational relationships, examining both the comfort and constraints they bring. Verghese's characters are intricately connected by their shared histories and the rituals that define their identities. These connections, however, also come with their own set of challenges as characters confront and often clash over differing values, beliefs, and expectations. Through the lens of a diverse cast, the novel scrutinizes how family and tradition can be sources of both power and conflict, ultimately shaping an individual's destiny. Verghese's storytelling affirms the importance of these bonds, even as he encourages a critical examination of their roles in personal and communal growth. Fourthly, the environment as a character. In bringing water to the forefront, The Covenant of Water also highlights the broader theme of the environment acting not just as a setting, but as an active character that influences the story. Abraham Verghese challenges readers to see the environment as a living, breathing entity with which humans have a complex reciprocal relationship. This relationship is depicted through vivid descriptions of landscapes, weather patterns, and natural disasters, all of which play crucial roles in the characters' lives. Verghese's environmental narrative is a call to action, reminding readers of our responsibility toward the natural world. By personifying the environment, he fosters a deeper understanding of the intricate ways in which human lives are intertwined with and dependent on the natural world. This narrative thread encourages readers to consider their own relationships with the environment and the impact of their actions on the world around them. Lastly, the quest for redemption at the heart of The Covenant of Water is the universal quest for redemption, both personal and communal. Abraham Verghese crafts characters seeking atonement for past mistakes, striving for forgiveness, and working toward reconciliation with themselves and others. This quest is deeply intertwined with the novel's other themes as characters navigate the turbulent waters of family dynamics, migration, and environmental disasters. It is through these trials that they seek redemption, attempting to repair broken relationships and rectify past harms. Verghese presents redemption as a complex non-linear path fraught with obstacles, but ultimately rewarding. This theme resonates deeply with readers, offering hope that despite the challenges and mistakes that define the human condition, redemption is always within reach. The Covenant of Water invites readers to reflect on their own path to redemption, emphasizing the importance of perseverance, empathy, and the transformative power of forgiveness. In conclusion, The Covenant of Water is a profound literary work that will resonate deeply with readers who appreciate nuanced storytelling that explores the human condition. Abraham Verghese's novel is particularly recommended for those interested in themes of family, migration, environmental conservation, and the redemptive power of facing one's past. With its universal themes and engaging narrative, the book offers valuable insights into understanding the complexities of identity, the significance of our environmental footprint, and the enduring power of human relationships. It is these elements that make The Covenant of Water not just a story about individuals and their dilemmas, but a reflective mirror into our own lives. Reading this book provides an opportunity for profound personal growth and understanding, making it a must-read for anyone seeking to deepen their awareness of the intricate ties between humanity and the natural world. If you would like to support Abraham Verghese, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.